All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, live atop the beautiful Northern Liberty Studios here at 2nd and Brown. There's nothing fucking open, Hollis.
Nothing at all. As you can tell, there's nothing open by me drinking a Cavassier instead of my pertinent Johnny Walker Black.
We will be getting a notice from Sony today because I'm going to play a little Busta Rhymes on the next break. Pastor Cavassier, we are out of Johnny Walker Black.
Yes, we are.
I told Hollis that I had a bottle of Cavassier. And he said, okay, we can still do the show.
We can still do the show. Pastor Gravasi, yay. What's up, Joyce?
How Becky, what's up? Merv, Stewart, everybody, good to see you guys.
I will say I am happy to see everybody joining in, but I know that there's nothing else to do right now.
I know. We have a captive audience, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like you just want to see somebody acting a nutcase.
Yeah.
If
you guys haven't seen, all right, there's Tank right over there doing his best Morpheus impression. What's up? He took the red pill today.
Yes, he usually takes
the red pill. Hey, you guys, we're going to keep you entertained. I promise. Carol, what's up? Melissa, Bob, Sean, Barbara, how are you? It's great to see you. Stuart, you guys, I'm not going to be able to get to everybody. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our beautiful sponsors at Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, that's premium vodka, distilled right here in Fishtown. Yes. Workhorse Brewing in King of Prussia. Bucks County Baseball Company, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. If you don't want to shop in a store, go to their website. It's huge. David Dodge Chrysler Jeep and our good friend Mike McVeigh. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, which are delivering with all services, including their own. Cavs Riverdeck, which will be back open when the weather breaks. Cavs Head House at 2nd and South. Cavs Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. And Cavs University City at 39th and Sansom. Our good friend Brian Pavlicek, Ken Hutchings, and Pat Pavlicek, and the other locations. Delilah's, we cannot wait for you to get the fuck back open.
Oh, dear Lord. I'm tired of touching myself.
Jamie, what's up? Costa, what's up? Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus, our friends in Maniac, and of course Bayou and Cactus's love child, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city.
Yeah.
I have not fucked that up in the last three times.
Way to go.
Let me get through these.
Go ahead.
All right. All our City Fitness Philadelphia locations and our good friend Ken Davies, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Our good friend Jeff Quinn and Echelon Health and Fitness across the bridge. Our good friend Jari Evans at Somo Sophie in South Philadelphia. Sean Brace.
Yeah.
Our man, Sean Brace.
The Brace.
A lot more to talk about with Sean Brace coming up. 102.5 The Gambler. Sean Brace, 102.5 The Gambler. We love that station.
Yes, we do.
Let me say that again.
102.5.
Sean Brace, 102.5 The Gambler.
We
love that station.
Yes,
we
do.
We love that station. Also, his podcast, Philly Influencer. Our great podcast friends, E-Rock and the rest of the crew at 4th and John. And, of course, our largest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Yes, Adam Gilmore, we have heard about the stripper delivery service. We love it. I wish we could figure out how to use this more. You guys, don't go anywhere. We're not leaving. Hollis right now is going to tell us what happened in sports history today.
Today is March the 23rd. It's the 83rd day of the year because it's leap year. It's 283 days left. We're going to start with my favorite national holidays. Today is Chip and Dip Day.
Another food day. I have chips and dip.
Good. We'll have some chips and dip.
Yes.
I don't know how many. You're not able to double dip, though. You're not supposed to double dip.
Don't worry, man. If you or I have the coronavirus, we're both fucked.
So then you have it's actually Melba Toast Day.
I like Melba toast.
You like Melba toast?
Yeah, I like it more when it's in that when it's in the rice chex, bold rice chex mix.
Chex mix, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's also Puppy Day, and okay, the actual word okay or O period K. Everything's okay today.
Everything's all right at the okay corral.
Yes, it is. Then we're going to go to some sports events that happened in 1957. The 19th NCAA championship. Anybody? North Carolina. They beat Kansas. But you know why this is significant, though?
Because Dick Bag hit a shot.
No, because Wilt Chamberlain, who was the fourth to be named most outstanding player on Kansas team, even though North Carolina beat them, he was the fourth player to be named player of the tournament.
All right.
So then we go to 1992 when the Marlins, they began selling tickets today.
back in 1982, man, it was real cool at school. If you got good grades or straight up A's, your parents would take you to a 76ers game.
In 1992, it was then Florida Marlins. They began selling tickets because all five of them. And then in 1993, this was the day. I don't know if you've been paying attention. If you've been watching sports today. Today is the day that the Knicks and the Suns brawled for it all.
Oh.
Ewing. And Charles Barkley.
Barkley.
Brawled for it all.
Yep.
It's a day that will live in infamy.
Infamy.
Yes. And for my WWF fans, today, WrestleMania 13.
Okay.
Undertaker beat Psycho Sid
for the WWF heavyweight
championship belt. Now, got a couple of quick birthdays for you. 1951, your friend and mine, Ron Jaworski.
Nice. Jaws' birthday?
Yes, we got a couple of fashion and singing icons coming up. In 1953, Shaka Khan, I feel for you. 1954, Kenneth Cole and Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
Yes, and then in 1973, we had Jason Kidd.
Nice.
Yes. That's all I got for you today with that.
All right, well. That's a good start, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty good start. I did like the fact that the Wilt Chamberlain and Moses Malone reference.
Yeah, no, definitely. What do you think about Will Parks?
I like Will Parks. I always thought he was an awesome special teamer, and I kind of figured he was like if you were
Bob Crick. Yep,
Bob Crick.
We love Boober Eats. The Green Legion radio program is a huge fan of Boober Eats.
Boober Eats? Oh, well, interesting. Good things. Mazel, mazel. As I was saying, Will the kid. Will, I like him especially as a young safety coming up because he's still hungry and he's got tremendous skill.
Hungry
as all get out. And what we need players that are still hungry. Because we had some players that were fat and happy, and you saw the difference between fat and happy and hungry when they put those practice squad guys out there, and you saw that they were fighting for the job, and you always, that's the one thing that I do have a problem with sometimes. They don't always put quality competition when on teams, and so the guys feel like they've arrived, so we get like a crappy product.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I do like Will because I think he's going to come in here and fight for a job.
Let's recap. All right,
okay.
We love Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, love
right?
Javon.
Let's just make that perfectly clear.
Right.
All right, we are Javon Hargrave fans.
Right.
This guy has absolutely no interest in going around a guard.
He's a man.
He wants to bowl you
he
over.
He wants to destroy.
So he wants destroy. To sack the quarterback using the offensive lineman. That's
yes.
what we see.
He wants to. He wants to. He actually. It's a term we used to use called getting thrown out of the club.
Yep.
And that's what he's
that's
doing
it.
To the offensive
that's
line.
That's it. That's
he's
it.
He's taking their lunch money.
Will Parks posted a YouTube video trying on the helmet.
We like Will.
Captain Demps. All right. Captain Demps, why don't you call in, bud? It's 5:15. I don't know what the fuck you're waiting for.
Baby Filipino.
The Grave Digger. That's it, Deb.
Oh.
Yep. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about here today. We also, obviously, our man Darius Slay, best cornerback in the league right now. 19 interceptions over the last 3 years. Couldn't be a better move. I like the fact that they re-signed Rodney McLeod.
I did like that. The weird thing was if you were being selfish and you were going with your heart, you would have wanted to sign Malcolm. But I saw him losing steps last year, and it's one of those things where you got to kind of part ways. When he was asking for $14 million, you kind of got to part ways.
Let's talk about that real fast, because there's plenty of people. Joe, what do we think about Aguilar?
I'm glad he ain't here.
Hey, don't worry about it. He can go anywhere he wants. He's not catching the coronavirus because he can't catch shit. All right. Done. No.
Oh, man. I personally am glad to see that ordeal over.
Well,
because
what, Aguilar?
Yeah.
We're not even talking about that.
No, I'm just saying. It was one of those things where, remember last week we were talking about when Mike Turkovic cried because he had to release Indy Kalu and we had to keep Don Harris? That's the same thing that I was looking at with Greg Ward and Aguilar.
Yeah. Yeah, bye. Exactly. Adam Gilmore, bye, bitch.
See you,
Joe.
See you. Kiss my ass,
Antonio.
Rambo.
I hope you're feeling better, Antonio. We love you, man. Stay healthy. So, Malcolm Jenkins.
Yes.
All right. look, seeing's the most important thing. And if you guys don't know, on AMC right now, while we're doing the show, we are watching Major League.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's that important.
I don't think it's that important.
look, here's the deal. Captain Demps likes to compare Malcolm Jenkins to Brian Dawkins.
No, I play with both of them.
Is there leadership in the clubhouse? Of course.
In the same round.
Of course. But Malcolm Jenkins is no Brian Dawkins. Malcolm Jenkins isn't going to the Pro Bowl next year. All right? Malcolm Jenkins is commanding too much money when you have necessities in other places.
Right.
Is he still a good player?
Yes, very good.
I'm sure. Yeah, and I'm sure he's going to hurt us in some way, shape, or form, or he's going to do well for the Saints.
Yeah.
All right? What's up, Dan? Sharon, what's up? Steve, what's up? But is he worth what he was asking? No, you had to let him go.
Yeah,
you had to let him go.
You had
to get better at other positions younger.
Yeah, at a certain point, as a player, you have to try to get as much as you possibly can, but then you have to know when you're asking for way too much. And it's like to try to be the top, the highest paid, and the oldest at that position. Come on. I love Malcolm. I love what he brings to the table. I was like, but I'm not paying $14 million for an old guy who lost a step.
No, sorry, bye. I Malcolm, I love you, and you know, honestly, you get as many lap dances as you want on me.
Okay,
anytime you want. Studio line just rang.
Okay, well, who we got?
And
we got.
I didn't have.
You didn't have it up. Oh, way to go.
Oh,
see,
hold
what,
on.
Who is it?
Oh, shit.
What up, Brandon?
Hold on. All right, I got to mute.
Who was that?
Sorry about that, Cap. That's on me.
Whatever, that was Cap?
Yeah, I got to mute the. all right, let's do this. Sorry, challenges
what
here.
Doing? What challenges?
That doesn't mean I can't call his ass back.
Yeah, there you go. Boom, shakalaka. What does Cap want to talk about?
Cap, give me a call right now. I got it. I got the sound back on.
We got it back on, sucker. Is that him? Is that Cap?
All right, I got
a mute.
There we
go.
I had two on me.
What up, B?
All right. What's up, Steak?
I'm
Antonio Williams. Wow. Tell that to Captain Demps. Antonio Williams, that was Howie's best move by Malcolm. All right, everybody, on the phone lines right now.
Quit breathing out heavy like an obscene phone call.
Yeah, quit having phone sex on our line already, dude. What the hell?
I'm in my ear like,
I got you on a mic.
Jesus Christ.
I'm using one of these cordless mics.
Ease up off there, sucker.
Steven Letendre, what's up, brother? How the hell are you? I hope everything is good over in Bluebell. Captain.
Life is good. I just stepped off that wall for a little bit to talk to you two ne'er-do-wells.
What up?
Cap, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Speak your case for Malcolm Jenkins.
Money aside, listen.
No what? Money aside. It's a business. You can't remove that.
Fair enough. You cannot put a price on effective leadership.
And somewhere across the bridge in Haddonfield, our good friend Rexy is jerking off right now.
He's choking his chicken. But to what you're saying, I'm not paying $14 million for no leadership.
Let him go, because if we don't let him get this out, I'll have to listen to it all fucking season.
Go ahead, Cap.
Exactly. Look, we got new money, right? You're now paying mid-tier players hundreds of millions of dollars. So giving a bump to a guy that's come to work every single day for 2 years, get out of here.
Bump is an interesting word you use.
I know it's an interesting word you use. But it's like when you say that, go ahead, Cap.
No, I mean, so the bottom line is, one, you can't put a price on leadership. And two, it's not going to cost you what it would have cost you in years past, considering we've done that. Now, if the Eagles made a good effort and he was taking some hard line like F you pay me, well then okay, I get that. But I think that you could have come to some kind of agreement to keep him in house. We didn't learn anything from letting Dawkins walk. That's my point.
All right, hold on a second, real quick. Jorge DiPaolo in Las Vegas. My man, how are you? Rostic. Hope you're surviving down there in Baltimore, brother. Just go get some more tattoos. You'll be okay. Chris Sack watching.
No, I wouldn't do that, Douglas.
Yeah.
Well, no,
look, Cap.
I got blanks in a second.
Yeah. Go ahead, House. No,
okay. So to what you're saying, I totally get what you're saying. And if I put a valiant effort up there to bring him back, that would be cool. But then I don't want to like offer him the. I don't want to pick up his option, and then he comes back bitching and moaning, and then talk about he's not going to play here under that contract. So I'm glad that they got it out of the way. Put it this way, you can't compare him to Reggie White, Noah Dawkins, because they both started their careers here. And they never even came forward to offer either one of those guys anything. So the fact that they were just talking to him should let you know that we have turned the corner in this game we call life. So it's like they didn't just let him walk. They negotiate with him. I was like, but I'm not – and I'm with them. He's 32 years old. In the NFL, that's kind of old. That's long in the tooth, especially playing back there in the secondary.
You found out that we got old fast as a team.
Yes, we did.
And we had to get younger. And look, you're not going to get younger by paying older players more than they're currently worth.
Right. And it's just one of the things where he got a little bit of money to go to go back to New Orleans because they gave him a little brother-in-law because
they gave him a little brother-in-law.
So it's like that's where he's comfortable at. So but I didn't feel anything, especially when we kept Rodney McLeod.
Who was still young.
So that's why I was cool with letting him go about his business and earning his top bill.
Cat.
What up, Brian?
Do you like Javon Hargrave?
Absolutely, but I think, what are you going to do with those guys in the middle? So this is a rotation move.
Yes. Well, I will give you this, Demp. When we did win, there was
a heavy rotation going there. Malik Jackson winds up being the rotating guy at this point.
But it doesn't matter who rotates. It's the fact that you actually have a rotation. The big guy's not going to be standing there with his hands on his hip, with the fat man cramps.
And we can go back to what both of us said a while ago. Who do they miss the most?
Bo Allen.
Bo Allen, baby. Bo Allen.
Yeah. Fat Thor.
Fat Thor. What's up, Fat Jesus?
So Hollis.
What's up?
You don't think there's a big difference between playing nose tackle in the 3-4 versus putting him in here next to somebody else in the 4-3?
No, you know that's what I came out of college playing, don't you? I came out of college playing the nose for the 3-4.
Right. That's called a softball, my friend.
I know, but I'm just letting you know it's really no difference. You just destroy the man in front of you. And I'd like to thank you for that softball pitch. I just want you to know don't come with no BS now. I'll be all over you like Mike Tyson at a beauty pageant.
All right, real quick.
Well, that's why you're my guy.
Real quick. We all can agree on Darius Slay, correct?
Yeah, big play Slay. Right.
We
have been missing that type of play, that type of ability for quite some time.
And the best part about Slay is he's going to take the number one receiver every time. Mm-hmm. You're going to see him. You're going to see him get beat here and there, but for the most part, he's going to shut him down. And you know what? If you don't hear Darius Slay's name the entire fucking game. He did his job.
He's doing his job.
Well, mainly because they throwing at the other guy.
Well, who was the best cornerback we ever had whose name never got mentioned?
Who, Troy Vincent?
Nope.
Bobby Taylor?
Bobby fucking Taylor. You never heard Bobby Taylor's name mentioned in a game ever. You know why?
He was shutting people
down. Because nobody would throw his way. Because
he was always with his guy.
He was on him like glue. Slay is the corner I wanted, and we got him for a steal. Colleen, we made him the highest paid cornerback in the league, but
he's the most productive.
He's also the most productive.
Did you want to go give Byron Jones for two picks?
Well, you got him for a 3-year deal.
Yeah,
and I think that's fantastic.
And I know, but then you go get the kid Byron Jones that everybody was talking about getting, who only got 3 damn picks.
Yeah,
get serious.
Yeah.
Get serious. He was the second coming to Nabi Asawa.
Cap, anything else you want to say, my man?
No, you guys are awesome, and I want to hear the rest of the folks call in and talk about this.
Cool.
We hope we have more people dedicated like you. But guess what? Starting on April 30th, we're gonna have a call in show that like nothing you have ever seen before, my friend.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, listen, brother, I love you both, and I will be chatting with you soon.
Brother,
I owe you a call on what we talked about this morning. I don't have an answer yet.
It's all it's all good, man. And as right. always, myself, the entire Green Legion, and everybody else with sense and sensibility in this country loves and appreciates you.
Appreciate what
freedom.
You do, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all right, love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Late. Cap.
Bye.
Everybody now, else who see, isn't now, paying attention.
Now, see, I've got some questions here for you.
Oh, hold on.
What's up? What'd you do?
Nothing. I'm just trying to get to the studio number because I don't know it by heart.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll ask the question. Some people wanted to, Douglas brought up a question. He wanted to know, would you bring in Cam Newton or Jameis Winston to back up?
Jameis Winston? You've been hanging out with me too long.
What is James?
Jameis.
Jameis. Jameis Winston.
Jameis. Colleen, agreed. Hold on
would
a
you bring
second.
Up, would you bring up any one of those?
You know what, Colleen? Quit fucking around. How about that? Colleen, I want you to call in right now. 267-915-2664. Colleen Kudrick. Call in now. 267-915-2664. You can do it. Jessica, Andrew, Jay, there's a bunch of people who I haven't been able to say hi to. We appreciate you tuning in. We've got a lot of people watching tonight. This is good, and a lot of people listening live.
Hey, Cam.
We
hey, my boy, Ryan.
Winston, really? But no Cam?
I know. But
Cam's going to be the cheaper guy.
Yeah, well, he's already under contract for 1 year for $21 million.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you had to trade for him.
So why is anybody saying
Jameis or
Cam?
Well, they asked, should we bring either one of them to back up because they don't have that much confidence.
Why would we need to do that? We got Nate.
I know. That's what I'm laughing because what is this? Coming to Roma's West.
Yeah, Cam, Matt, you're right. Cam is too much of a diva.
Who you telling? That pisses me off totally to no end. But I got my boy, former Seattle Seahawks, Rocky Bernard's on the wheels.
What's that?
My boy, Rocky Bernard. He's a fellow D lineman, fellow big dog. What's up, Rocky?
Fellow big dog from Seattle?
Yeah, he's from University of Texas.
Okay.
But he played in Seattle.
Steve Suter, Matt Westerman, Billy Coffrin. Good to see you guys. Mike Moore, Nate Stahl. Nate Sudfield Stahl.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We're trying, man. Trying to get you a little bit more money. We're at the 5:30 mark here. You guys, I think we need to take a very, very quick break.
A quick break.
Look, listen to
two
me.
Large pieces,
you guys are watching this here. Don't leave. We're taking a 3.5-minute song break. We're going to do a shot just to clear our throats. We will be right back.
After these messages.
On Green Legion Radio. Get tanked to Happy Hour.
Power
right
back.
After this. If I knew what I was doing. This is not what I wanted. Hold on. See? And this is where I fuck up and I can get away with it. Let's see. I am in charge of the music, and apparently I'm not doing a very good job of it. How about that? How about the production value here at Green Legion Radio, huh? Jesus Christ. Skip ads. Please tell me I'm exactly where I want to be.
Right.
Nope.
He's not where you want to be?
No, I'm not where I want to be. Damn it, but don't go anywhere, you guys. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be fun. We've got a great segment coming up. We're going to be talking about the Redskins, the Giants, and the Cowboys. We'll be back right after this song.
Next stop, Chi-Town.
right, everybody. Welcome back to the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, live atop our beautiful Northern Liberty studio. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Miller Lite. If you are drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. If you're thinking a little craft, make sure you go with our other sponsor, Workhorse Brewing, out of King of Prussia, our good friend Dan Hirschberg. Philly faithful, my man.
Call in, Raheem. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Aldo, give me the studio number right quick.
Studio number is...
What up, Raheem?
It's studio a new studio number, everybody. 267.
267.
915.
915.
2664. Anybody 2664. That wants to call in, please do. You still didn't get Miller Lite? No, Jay, I'm out of fucking beer. I'm going to Jersey tomorrow. Yeah, or Delaware. Or North
Jersey.
Carolina. Somewhere.
Joyce just said that you can get your Johnny Walker Black in New Jersey. Thanks, Joyce. I've been quarantined, though.
Joyce, why don't you bring that over like you were supposed to come in?
Seriously. A while back. I'm just saying, Joyce.
Yeah, just saying.
Hey, did you get the number, Pooh? Raheem?
Raheem, 267-915-2664.
Calling in,
everybody. You guys, just so you know, it's difficult to try to keep up with your posts.
Yeah.
I'm trying. We've had over 100 people view in already today.
Yes, it says social stateside baby. I'm in social distance. Hey, Stacey.
Sack, please.
Delivering alcohol.
Let me know what I need. I need cases of Miller Lite. Chris Sack, cases of Miller Lite.
Cases.
Tree. Thank you. 267-915-2664. Let's talk.
Let's talk about what?
How about them Cowboys?
All right. You know what? This is a... Okay.
Well, here we go.
All right. I don't like talking about them because I don't like them.
The best signing the Cowboys have had so far this season, in the offseason. What's up, Tobin? The best signing is by far re-signing Sean Lee.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Three people they've signed. Defensive tackle Gerald McCoy from Carolina.
Sucks.
Cornerback Maurice Kennedy. He's from New York.
New York
Jets.
Yeah. He sucked.
Expected to sign 1-year deal. Yeah. Oh, no, he did on 318. And Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Yep.
Ready?
He's been blowing chunks.
Pee-wee! Donnie!
You know what? We actually dodged the bullet on that one. Did you know that?
What's that? Not picking Ha-Ha.
Yeah, because...
He was good at the time.
He was good at the time, but he got exploited once he got into the league.
Yeah.
Badly. Because he was just with the Redskins, too.
Okay, so Dax re-signed, right? Hollis.
Yeah.
Dax re-signed.
Did he re-sign a one-year tender?
Amari?
Yeah.
Re-signed,
yeah.
Okay. So... the Cowboys haven't gotten any better.
No, they actually got worse.
Let's be honest.
Robert Quinn left.
Got a little bit worse.
Yeah. So.
And maybe it's because Jerry just tried to wrap up all his money in three guys.
Pretty much. And that's what you don't want to do.
And I got to be honest with you. The only one that I think is worth it is Zeke.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because this radio show is not on FM.
Yeah.
Yet, I will say, I still think Zeke's half a phone.
Oh, that's that. Oh, I don't know. You say what? Yeah.
What?
You say?
What?
You still think what?
I think Zeke's half a cross-dresser. I think he's well on his. When he's finished his football career, he will be working in Las Vegas at the Rio Casino.
You did not have to mumble that, sir. I'm just saying. Somebody said they heard that they were trying to sign Dontarius Poe.
They're following the Rams blueprint. All right, the Rams lost.
Right. They lost Gurley.
Gurley.
He went to Atlanta.
Now Gurley lost a step. We know that.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. You know what happened? Because I watched their games. They did not use that kid like they used him in the past. They tried to put the. This
was
is what
it
they
the Andy Reid school of thinking? Outthink everybody.
Yeah, and they tried to put the games
Dave,
on the back of golf. That golf is not, he's not good without Gurley. And they didn't throw the ball.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Exactly.
And it was like when you look
at the play calling, they stuck up the joint. He didn't get as many touches as he got in the previous year. And if you were getting this kid now, this is a prove it year.
Yeah.
Because they didn't use them that much last year because they was trying to tell them some shit.
Steve Suter, Rams new logo.
Puke. I know, yeah.
Dan,
I was trying to get Brian Cook from.
No, you know what? Lee does get hurt frequently, but he's still one of the best linebackers when he's on the field.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he is.
He's decent.
I think he's great. I don't like going up against him. Zeke will protect runway. Zeke will be on Project Runway.
Oh, dear Lord.
What the
awkward.
Fuck? Nice, Russ.
Now, this is an interesting question. And I don't know if you heard about the trade today. They were trying to get Julio Jones with, like, Zach Ertz and some other stuff.
What?
You heard about that, didn't
I'm
you?
Not watching or listening. I am watching reruns of Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, and every Avengers movie since the first one.
That's what I posed as a BV Pearls here.
Ooh.
Pearls.
Please, sir. Hold on. Hold on. Let everybody see you do that.
I'm giving you pearls here, sir. That's what I'm here for. Good things.
So what happened?
So it was a rumor trade, but it included Zach Ertz, but for Julio Jones.
All right, everybody. That's interesting. Let's talk about that right now.
Well, yeah. Let's
talk about that right now.
Yeah, Joyce, hit me.
You guys, hit it with us. Hit us with us on Facebook, or like we keep telling you, dial in, man. Dial in 267-915-2664.
Would you trade
Zach Ertz for Julio Jones right now?
Damn, Skippy. Oh, sorry. given the state that we're in, yes, I would. You want to know why?
Because you got Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, exactly. And he's
cheap.
And Zach Ertz is 29, and Julio Jones is 31, but he's still arguably the best receiver going right now.
Steve Suter, leave Julie Ertz.
Come on.
Mike Lanza, yes.
Don't be like that.
No, it's okay. Dan Fink in a heartbeat. What Antonio Williams, man? No.
They passed the
Matt Westerman, I love Ertz, but Goddard is becoming a beast. He is. He is red. He is a country-fed mule, isn't he?
He is awesome.
Jeff Perlman, Julio, in a second. I'll take him being questionable every week with his talent.
Well, hold on. Douglas just told me he would.
Mike Lanza, Ertz can't break a tackle.
He said,
Tree, yep, in a second.
He said he wouldn't trade Julie Ertz, though.
He wouldn't trade Julie Ertz. We'll trade Zach, but Julie gets to stay.
She gets a
hall pass, baby.
Yeah.
I'll say this right now. Mm-hmm. I think Zach's better days are behind him. Mm. However, let's break this down. Okay. This is a fantastic scenario, and I want you guys to type this in because I'm going to talk about your responses here. All right. So I still like Zach Ertz.
Yes. Yeah, I love, and
I love the synergy
that
Zach has with our franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz.
Correct.
That's his go-to guy.
Yeah, his go-to guy, yeah.
100%. Now, you take that off the table, you take Carson out of his comfort zone.
Right.
However, let's talk about this. Julio Jones is supposed to be the best receiver or one of the top three, four receivers
in the
league?
He's the top one or two, yeah.
All right. Guess what?
What?
Julio Jones got shut down by Jalen Mills on the last play of the Falcons playoff game.
Yeah, but did you watch that game when we were just down there? What have you done for me?
No. Hold on. Now, let's ask this. Do we agree? Does everybody out there agree that Matt Ryan is one of the better quarterbacks in the league?
I think he's good. That's it.
Just good?
Just good. And
Matty Ice?
He went
to a Super Bowl. The only reason he lost is because his coach sucked.
And he hold up. He hold up.
Okay. He didn't hold up. He was told to hold up.
No, I say hold up. He didn't hold up or blow up. He hold up.
So let's talk about that. Why is Julio Jones, the best receiver in the league, always lacking in stats over the last few years?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Matt Ryan not chucking the ball to him all the time? Why is everybody always questioning why Julio Jones isn't used enough? If he's the best receiver in the league, and physically he's a menace.
He's gifted, yeah.
He creates matchup problems all over the place.
Yeah.
So why isn't he used more?
You got dumbass
with a very good quarterback.
With dumbass coordinators and quarterback. It's just, you know what?
Really, Captain Demps, overrated. Yeah. Tree, Chris Sack, well, that doesn't help. Russ Taylor, he was. I don't think he recovered mentally from that Super Bowl loss. I don't think he recovered mentally from one of the boys banging out his wife.
Oh, dear Lord. Who was that?
Topic for another day.
Dear Lord. Awkward. As I say it. It's interesting that they would bring this up, and it would even be on the table, because I always thought of Zach as like one of the cornerstones
of Russ Taylor. Why ask why? Try Bud Dry.
Yep.
Sorry, Marty. Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer in the Philadelphia area or anywhere you go, Miller Lite.
Miller Lite is delicious, and it cools you off on a hot
Brian Sunday. Pavlicek, we hope you're doing well, brother. Miss you. Hope you're safe, healthy, and let's keep getting some business your way, my friend.
One of my esteemed colleagues just let me know that Julio Jones gets doubled a lot. If you don't put nobody over,
of course
top,
he gets doubled.
If you don't put nobody over,
but you got to have somebody on the side.
Yeah, we do got some people on the other side.
We do.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
Yeah, whoever's over there.
Hey, hold on a second. Let's talk about that for a hot second.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting quote, my
All
brother.
Right. Now. If we're talking about a trade straight up, Zach Ertz for Julio Jones.
Right.
And you have an opportunity for your 1-2 at receiver to be Julio Jones and Alshon Jeffrey.
Total destruction.
I don't know. I'm trying to. I think Jeffrey needs to go too, Matt, yeah. But he's not. He costs too much money against.
Yeah, not only costs too much money, I think a lot of the outside entities, they keep on trying to spew and throw salt in the
air. Yeah, I think that's done.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where
Antonio Williams, Zach never gets shut down ever.
What? Stop it! Stop it!
He also doesn't break a tackle,
and he's been shut down before. And
Alshon is gone, Chris.
And whatever, Chris.
That's Zach. Sackmaster says Alshon's gone.
He wants him to be
gone.
They
don't want him back. How are they going to get rid of him?
Yeah.
Do you know how much that dead hit against the salary cap is? $26 million.
Yeah, tell him this business is not personal, Sack.
Good luck.
Business is not personal.
No.
And nobody's going to take that on. So you're pretty much stuck with
him. Dinda, what's up?
And that's why I keep telling people, if he was as toxic as some of the people are portraying him to be, he would already be gone. And on top of that, it's people from the outside. And then I hate when somebody doesn't put their name on their comment. Don't be a bitch.
Oh, I love that, dude.
It's like
Antifa shit.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're going to be a fucking rebel, take off your goddamn mask, you cunt. Yeah, I said cunt.
I just work here. Again. Good things. Mazel, mazel.
Well, Chris, why would they want to? You know what? Look, let's get a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Goddard taking
taking over the reins.
At this point,
you remember Perkins, though. I know you remember Perkins.
And the best part is Zach is a tradable commodity because they re-signed him to a deal that was fair before he got big.
Big, yeah. And also it's another thing too. He's coming up for another contract, so he's gonna want to bend you over and make you.
Colleen, if you don't call in, I'm gonna fucking knock you out. Seriously, Colleen, I want you to call in right now. 267-915-2664. You hear me? Or else you and I are gonna have problems.
So my esteemed colleague Kevin just let me know that they got Hayden Hurst. The Falcons just signed Hayden Hurst, so they're not gonna do it no way.
You know what? Yeah, Russ Taylor. I think we should bring in Rod Tidwell.
Did you see that? I think we should bring in Leon. Did you see that thing I sent you about Leon?
No.
Yeah, go look up who Leon is.
Okay.
I'm going to show you on the break. I'm going to show you who Leon is. He does the Budweiser commercials. And so they was like, Leon, you had a.
Those old Budweiser commercials. That was fantastic.
First
of all, I want to blame myself.
He said, first of all, I started by looking in the mirror.
I realized it's not me and it's not you, so we got to start talking about the offensive coordinator, the offensive lineman.
Well, we both know that ain't going to happen, so I'll start blaming on you.
Brent MC, love you, baby. Mike Moyer, what's up? Captain Demps, Won't the wide receiver from LSU be there at 21?
From LSU? I don't know. See,
somebody's going to drop. We all know that.
Well, see, this is the thing, too. And a lot of people, I realize this after watching the draft over the years.
Ertz should have been traded for Hopkins.
Wow.
That is interesting. Mike Moyer. Oh, honestly, dude, kind of an interesting.
No, man.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. Wow. Not, yeah.
We're going to show right here. Welcome back.
Yeah.
But,
where is I'm holding in my hand a contract, 3 years, $11.7 million. You get to finish your career in Arizona where you started.
Yep.
I love everybody.
And he beat Deion for 100 yards in the game.
Mm. Bring in Terry Tate, office linebacker.
Woo!
Woo!
I just seen him in Fast and Furious. They gave him the last missile, and he was praying the whole time. You saw that, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, it was absolutely. So funny, dude.
And Chris Sack says, I think we still need Clifford Franklin.
Yes, we do.
Clifford Franklin's the only one coming down with it. And then you see what's his name just push him into the locker. That's fantastic. Pain train. That's it. Which wide receiver from LSU? Don't they have two? They do have two.
They do have two. And they have a good tight end also. Yeah. They had Randy Moss on.
Well, we can't tie. If we draft the tight end, there's something seriously wrong with this
organization. Yeah, probably.
Let's be honest.
It's probably. Deepest apologies. I think the receiver, and they got two good DBs also.
They do.
And I don't know if I want Stephon Diggs' brother. Stephon Diggs' brother plays for Alabama. He's a beast at corner.
I still want a linebacker.
Who are you telling? That's what I need. I need an MLB. And I'm not talking about Major League Baseball. Middle linebacker, sucker.
You guys hear that?
MLB.
The only MLB that Hollis wants is a middle linebacker.
Tell it to him. Tell it to him. Punch him in the face, Ed. No.
Hey, coach, I just look like I jacked off an elephant. Hey, I don't care. You're going to catch the ball. You're going to catch the ball.
Clifford.
All right. Let's talk about the Washington Foreskins.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
No, my bad. Somebody was just saying we dropped the ball on the Hopkins trade. Yes, we did.
Yeah, Kev. Well, who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
What up, Jeff?
So let's talk about what the Redskins have done. Nothing. I'm sorry. Are we not allowed to say Redskins?
Well, he did go against the. You know,
I joined a group called changed the name from the Washington Redskins a couple weeks ago, and all I did was destroy every post they had. Yeah. All right, Cornelius Lucas, offensive tackle, formerly with the Bears.
Uh-huh.
Little depth, swing tackle they could rely on. Since Christian hasn't developed the way they hoped.
I know, but I don't like the kid that they're talking about. His lunch has been taken more than once.
His lunch has been taken. Well, what about Nate Orchard? Not much, right?
Not much.
He's situational.
Yeah.
All right, Kendall Fuller. All right, 2 years after they traded him to Kansas City. As part of that deal for Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, yeah.
Yeah. Bring him back. He's reunited with
Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think it's more so Ron knows him, and Ron knows how to get the best out of him.
Knows how to use him.
Yeah, gotcha. So it's kind of one of those things. I think Ron's a great defensive coordinator and a good head coach, too. So, you see what he did down in North Carolina, but it's like I thought he should have been a head coach a little while back, but they just kept passing him over.
Yeah,
but I think he's going out to get some guys that are familiar with his system that are not too long in the tooth that could you got to mix you have to have a good mix of young and old, and I think he's trying to do that. But I don't know what he's doing by going to get the damn quarterback from Carolina.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
You already got a kid that you just drafted with the first round pick.
What do you feel about them franchise tagging Brandon Scherff?
You talking about the offense? He sucks.
I don't know why they did that.
It's like when I watched him, I was like, "That's your best offensive lineman," because it looked like our D line was taking turns on him.
Right. John Bostic, linebacker.
Hold on. They said Joyce wanted me to mention that the Redskins. They moved the pinball machine out of the locker room.
Best move the Redskins made in the offseason is moving the pinball machine out of the locker room. Great.
Thanks, Joyce.
Wes Schweitzer, guard. They're going heavy on guard. 3 years, 13.5.
Well, because they sucked their guard. Their interior last year was
Well, they feel they have the quarterback now.
I don't know.
I mean, he torched us for four touchdowns until we came back.
Yeah, but our secondary, though. You know, we gave up the most 30-yard passes. We doubled anybody else. The middle, the worst team had 15 30-yard passes given up. We gave up 30.
Yeah, but you know we're going to slay that stat this year.
We better. We better.
Yay!
We better.
There we go. Because
a lot of them was on third down. And I don't know who the hell that damn receiver was from Miami.
Right?
you remember that?
Yeah.
He was turned him into he was in beast mode. Animal. He was animal style. He was everywhere.
Animal style. In and out burger. Double-double. Animal style.
Yeah.
Thomas Davis, linebacker, 37 years old. Doesn't mean shit.
He's fast as fuck.
At 37?
He ran a 4.3 still.
Really?
He started out as safety. I played with him.
Joe Procaccino, Tavon Austin.
Sucks.
Love you, Joe. Sean Davis, safety, agreed to a one-year deal worth up to $5 million. Former Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's letting everybody go.
Yeah.
J.D. McKissick at running back. This is garbage.
It's a roster fillers, I think.
These are roster fillers, exactly. And just to get your salary cap.
It's just roster fillers and guys you're gonna bring it. Well, they can't do anything right now. But I think because normally when a new coach comes in, he gets the opportunity to get 5 mini camps instead of just 3.
Yeah.
He gets 2 extra ones, but he's not going to get it because of what we're going through.
Rexy, we're talking about leadership, baby. Welcome to the table.
Hold on. Somebody said Rasul Douglas is on the trading block. Who in what world is going out of their way to trade for Douglas?
National Geographic would love to sign Rasul Douglas because he has the wingspan of a condor. Maybe they can bring it back.
Oh, God,
maybe
no.
Maybe they can bring the species
back. I wish they would just move the kid. Either tell him to pick up
Go to safety.
Go to safety or pick up 20 pounds and play
center. And play linebacker. Thank you.
I feel like he's got the framework to pick up 15 or 20 and play like Sam linebacker, the one we need to cover the tight end.
Sue Adams, I miss you. I miss you. Matt Edgar, love you. Jordan Brooks, inside linebacker from Texas Tech, could be available in round 2.
I like him.
Could be available, doesn't help.
Doesn't help, though. But yeah. we have a pick in round 2. And it's one of those things where
it's nice having a pick in round 2, isn't it?
Who are you telling? Good God, man. We had 10. How many we got now? We're down to 7 or 8?
I don't know.
I know we traded a couple.
I don't know. Yeah. Listen, everybody here right now, we're having a good time. I've got 30 people watching right now. This is awesome.
Awesome sauce.
We need to take a quick break. Lube up our throats. Disgusting.
What the hell was that, man?
What? Fireball. We need to do shots.
Okay. It's only.
Look, we're going to play one song.
We're going to play one song. We're down to we're not going to call it rock bottom, but we're down to things that we normally would not fucking drink.
Yeah. We're down to shit we wouldn't normally drink. Look, don't anybody go anywhere. We're going to be gone for 4 minutes. Keep watching. You don't have shit to do anyway. We're going to be back on Green Legion Radio in 4 minutes. Don't this shit make a nigga wanna and in case you want to know why I'm playing this, because we only have Crevassier left in the house for Holland.
You better watch out. Hot shit be ringing the cops out. Come on, street niggas is ringing the shots out. Short circuit blacking the blocks out. Now open up the garage and pull the drops out. Rocking the fur coat, bringing the blue fox out. Diamonds light up the block, bringing the blue rocks out. While until all of my crew knocks out.
Yeah!
Get your ass up on the floor. Throw your hands if you want some more. Baby, wiggle your crotch out. And beat the way we be blowing this spots out. Come on, look how we got them ready to act out. Girl, I'm ready to get the twist in your back. Let's out. Go. Come on. Drink yak till a nigga falling out. Flat on his back, now watch a nigga crawling out. Talk to
me. Said Buster.
What's up, son?
See them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
Their asses are swollen.
And their ass getting big
what
now.
What your man baby said.
Uh-huh.
Then what you gonna say?
What we gonna tell him?
We gonna tell a nigga.
That's a cabal, see ya.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi.
Everybody singing now.
That's a
on your cho-cha.
Shave it off.
Come on, jump, smack your ass and break it off.
And if it's too hot for y'all,
you need to take it off.
Right. In case you ain't knowing, niggas, we on the road now.
Diddy, like we done stumbled on a pot of gold, man. Come on, food spilling all out of the bowl now. Money thick and harder to fold now. Come on.
Ladies, tell me if you're feeling all right.
And are you sure that you up to doing it?
I like this.
Listen, before you ask back, nigga, we wreck shit if we ain't even black.
Niggas all around and it's the rap police shut down the block.
And the club ain't even packed yet. Come on, enough drinking at the bar, hold it down. Wilder now, till the club is closed down. Talk to
that buster.
What's up, son?
Hey, them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
The asses are swollen.
And the ass getting big
but
now.
Your man, baby, said.
Uh-huh.
Then what you gonna say?
What we gonna tell him?
You gonna tell a nigga?
That's a Kabasi, yeah.
You gonna tell that brother?
That's a Kabasi, yeah.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi, yeah.
Everybody singing now.
That's a Kabasi, yeah.
Let's get this money and act like a damn fool.
Fuck it, act stupid and jump in the damn pool.
Huh. Home bitches and me and them man's cool.
Come on, shit I'm saying. Just put your bank up, nigga. With me and Diddy together, you bankrupt. Come on.
Fly niggas, we full of finesse, y'all.
Yeah. Me and my nigga is finin' to bless, y'all. Come on, don't talk about it, be about it.
Shut up!
Live niggas come and beat you around it.
What up? Come on.
Rep to the fullest, man. These niggas ain't knowin' how
we all right, everybody. We're cutting past the Crevassier short. Even though fucking Tank has managed to choke down half of that bottle that's been sitting in my fucking bar for about 2 years.
It's about to get killed.
Yeah,
the
there
quarantine.
We go. And back up. And the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. In the apocalyptic state that is Philadelphia right now, the sun is about to start shining through.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, what's up? Did I get You're a shot, Dan? No, I got two, motherfucker.
In your face,
Hollis, what kind of parties will there be when the strippers come back? Just saying, Russ Taylor, you don't have to ask Hollis that.
Yes, I know.
We're both on this shit.
I got my syrup ready.
The first night game the Phillies play during the regular season.
Correct.
We will be having a party at Delilah's called Bats and Babes. So please look for it. Come in. It's going to be like a $30 or $35 cover for 2 hours of open bar and buffet. It'll be fucking fantastic. Captain Demsk, welcome back, sir. Nice to see you. Everybody, anybody wants to call in?
All right,
any of you pussies want to call in? 267-915-2664.
Hey, what do you quick sidebar here. I'm talking to one of my esteemed colleagues. He said, what do you think about the kid, Robbie Anderson?
You know what? I still think he has the best touchdown dance of the modern era, jumping into the stands in Miami.
Yep.
You know what? I think we have our Robbie Anderson in DeSean Jackson.
Hmm.
It's just whether or not DeSean stays healthy.
Yeah.
Skinny, fast. But I want something with durability.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that comes with that particular territory.
No. With you saying that, so one of my Joyce wants to know is Delilah's social distance friendly?
I don't know. We've had a few of them over here. Sorry. Have you guys seen
distance?
Our favorite prop in the studio. Yeah.
That silver thing over there.
Yeah,
that's a pole.
I didn't steal that stripper pole from Delilah's, but I had it installed.
Yes. Social distance.
Chastity, what's up, hon?
Chastity.
Not chastity.
Oh.
It's not a chastity. It's not a chastity belt. It's chastity belt.
Okay, I'm just making sure. But yeah, so I'm trying to think what else, because some of the viewers and followers and listeners were talking about us getting into the upper echelon of the top 100 of in the NFL of players, as far as like going for linebackers and other DBs. You know Slay is, and you know Hargrove is. It's just like, yeah.
You know what? Here's the deal with the Eagles. They play nickel so much. I don't. With the amount that the Eagles play in the nickel defense.
Right.
Yeah, that means two linebackers.
Right.
But we still need,
this is the thing. I'm cool if you do what you do. It's kind of like, you remember
we have to have a stud.
Yeah, remember we had Levon Kirkland? Just
Levon Kirkland. That was the best statistic of all time. Nobody would put Levon Kirkland at 300 pounds, even though he went in at about 315. He was on the dossier 299 pounds every time.
He was
a walking fucking zip code, dude.
I know, dude, but it was the weird thing was, it was like you didn't need him until the playoffs. You know why? That's when they brought in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Everybody
brought him in for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me?
I'm getting tired of us. You know, we going into these things. Actually, we getting done like this during the regular season because they're trying to keep the ball. We have a nice offense, and a guy who will take chances, and a guy who can mix you up and mess you up on some good drives. But if he doesn't get the ball and he just keeps your defense on the field, because we have DBs running 4-5s, his receivers are running 4-4s, 4-3s.
Yeah, 4-5s running and chasing the back.
Yeah, and on top of that, you have a beast of a running back that's running downhill, and they're running doggy at you.
Doggy. From Hollis Tank Thomas, running doggy.
Running doggy at you. They're running doggy at you, and they're taking time off the clock. All they got to do is get a lead.
I hear you, man. Hey, I'm all about. I'm looking at some people I haven't talked to in a while.
You
and,
are?
I'm kind of happy that they're back. Let's talk about the Giants.
Okay,
we're going to talk about the Giants and what they did and what they haven't done.
They really didn't do anything.
And then we're gonna call it a day.
Yeah, put a bow on this thing.
Let's put a bow on this and wrap it up. Mm-hmm. All right, Cameron Fleming, offensive tackle.
That, man.
James Bradbury, cornerback. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Who we got? Who's that?
Yay, we have friends.
We have friends.
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, big fella? This is DJ Pooh calling from
South Philly. That's the boy Pooh. That's the boy Pooh. What's up, Pooh?
What's up, Pooh?
How you doing, man? Chilling, man. What's cracking?
Oh man, I can't call him. You know, like out here ripping and running. You already know.
Hey, yeah. What you got? What you got going, man? What you got for us?
We talking sports talk right now?
Yeah, we're talking sports. You know.
No, we're talking stripper talk.
A little bit of both.
If that's the case, I got two set of double D's in the back of the car right now. If y'all in need, I can drop them off a bit to you.
Sorry, everybody. When we take a Skype call, I know you guys can't hear, but
what's up?
Hey, thanks. So what's up, man? Is they getting the ball from Jacksonville or what, man? They gonna make that move?
I don't know. I want them to so bad, dude. That will be so crucial.
And yeah. I'm jonesing for Howie Landshark to pull the trigger on this and make it happen. No. And he's not helping us out either. He's just all damn day on Instagram.
I know, and because he wants to come here because he know what it is. Because he was down there when they went to the AFC Championship game. He was on that team.
Yes,
he led the league in sacks.
Cap, you can hear him? That's awesome.
It's just what's that?
Cap can hear him.
No, yeah, because you said that right.
All right, I didn't know I did something right. Well, there is a fucking first.
What he's saying too is like that would actually make it so much easier on the secondary.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. As talented as the draft is and as deep it is with receivers, I would love to move up and get one of these top-tier wide receivers. But at the end of the day, this kid is 24. If I can get him for a first-round draft pick and a little bit more sprinkled on top, I'm definitely making that move because no one we get in the draft is going to have the impact that this guy is going to have.
DJ, remember one thing, brother. All right.
What's that?
We have to weigh out what is valuable in that draft. Because we had this conversation on Friday, and people, and you have to remember this. So if we were to trade our first-round pick this year for Yannick Ngakoue, of course, man, 25-year-old kid who's a proven commodity.
Wait a minute.
All right, we don't have to worry about whether or not we scored on a first-round draft pick.
Right.
But we do have to remember – that we're paying for a free agent who is in the prime of his fucking career, which means you have to hit on draft picks in the first round.
Right, exactly.
Because they come in cheap. They allow you to go out and fill the rest of your roster with high-priced free agents. But if you keep trading out your first-round picks,
yeah.
And I get it.
But he's 24, though. This is different. He's 24.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if you keep trading out your first-round picks and wind up paying for them, right. You never are able to round your team out because you have put all your eggs in a few baskets.
That's
you
true.
Have to hit with the kids that are coming in cheap.
I agree on what you have to do, but let's revisit our history and our first round draft picks.
Exactly.
Howie is a land shark. Howie makes it happen behind the scenes, but when it comes time to get into that draft room, I still have no faith in Howie. And giving credit to Howie, falling behind the guy from Baltimore, you know, he put the draft board up
right.
When he was here. He missed on picks.
Did he ever?
So everything that we're doing right now, all the strides that we're making.
Yeah.
Is really coming from the moves that Howie's making with trades. Not saying that we're not getting some contributions from the draft, because we are getting some. Like, they are hitting on some later round picks. But we are getting nothing from our first round.
Well, you see the problem there, okay? We should have a couple of those first or second round picks
right.
That hit. That we have under that 5-year rookie contract.
Correct.
Where we could take the money that we'd have to spend to put somebody that's elite in that position on the fucking squad.
Right.
I get it. Hey, DJ, you are saying everything right, my man, but the problem is you can't keep spending for first round picks after they become excellent.
Elite after. It's true. It's like you kind of try to hit, but. The thing that I understand what he's saying is we haven't hit on those, and we don't accustomedly hit on Danny Watkins.
We don't. We haven't hit on shit.
Danny Watkins.
We haven't. And like I said, I love looking forward to the draft.
Right.
I mean, and don't get it wrong, I'm like uber excited when we make that pick. But unfortunately for us, it's been fool's gold year after year after year, and it's frustrating. It really is frustrating. So if again, not saying that Howie's making everything right, but man, Howie is a damn land shark, man. Like Howie, listen, for as much as we knock him with the draft, we have to give him just that much more credit for the moves he makes and the way that he keeps this team afloat.
Hey.
Because like you don't see this a lot in other cities with football teams. You don't see this.
I'm not gonna lie. I fucking love this dude.
That's my guy.
This guy's awesome.
Because
he's right.
Yeah.
Howie's been missing on drafts.
Yep.
From day fucking one.
Marcus Smith.
Well, he got Carson, so we have to give him Carson,
yeah.
Okay? But other than that.
Give him credit for that.
But he made the moves to get, the assets to move up.
Right.
But aside Howie's lack of evaluating talent,
right.
This fucking guy makes more moves. Then
the land shark, baby.
The land shark.
Howie.
It's awesome.
Well, yeah, he's kind of right too, because if we expect him to hit on some draft picks, I would rather him go out and wheel and deal throughout the market for the key
but
players.
It's going to cost you too much money.
But the
it's salary, why you're not.
The salary cap.
Jeffrey's signing the checks, correct? Let's let Jeffrey worry about that part
exactly.
Right there. Take that number one pick. Send it to Jacksonville. Bring that boy back here, man. Lineage, man. That's not to say not to dismiss anything that Reggie did, man. But that's just another key in the cog of great Eagles defenses. We need that.
We need that.
We need another. We need another Hollis Thomas. We need another Ike Reese. We need these guys. That's what that guy is right there, man.
Hey,
that
DJ,
guy has a personality. He's
DJ,
a player on the field. We need that.
DJ, don't say we need another Hollis Thomas. I got to put up with this fucking ego as it is. Come on.
Hey, man.
Hey, DJ, we appreciate you calling in, baby.
Appreciate you.
Do me a favor. Yep. Make sure you're a weekly caller, man. We love you.
Thanks, Jack.
Yes, sir. I'm on you.
Thanks,
all right.
Rob.
Be
I'll
safe.
You,
be healthy, my friend.
Man.
All right.
I'll let you. Now, somebody said they missed the days when Andy Reid knew how to draft the offensive lineman in the late rounds, Max Gene Giles.
No. Hold on. No, he did do well.
Max Gene Giles, who? Name one.
Oh, God. I
Sean
can name
Andrews
a few.
No. Hank Fraley?
No. He was dating one of the spokesgirls for WIP.
What's his name?
White boy.
Not Wilby. Not Wilborn. John Wilborn?
John
Wilborn, and then there was Todd Harriman.
Yeah,
but those were not his picks.
Hey, well, they weren't?
Somebody else made those choices.
All right, whatever, man. Hey, everybody, we are going to call this one a day. It's a shorter show. We appreciate everybody tuning in because, honestly, we have nothing to do, and we're happy to entertain you guys. We've had a lot of people tune into the show today.
Thank y'all for coming
out. Yeah, we appreciate that in a big way, you guys.
In a major way.
Yeah. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to play a different song.
Got to play a different song to get out because you don't want to get FCC'd again? Or what,
no,
what?
I just don't feel like listening to it because I'm licensed. We're licensed.
Hold on. My boy Kev, he said, shout out to Alonzo Ephraim. Exactly. Your look on your face, he was a center that they drafted in the 6th or 7th round that totally went nowhere.
What happened?
Exactly. My boy Kev, he was shouting out to all the offensive linemen that Andy Reid missed on.
Oh. All right. Well, you know, we can't – look, everybody misses on drafts. We've just done it way too much. Big Dog.
What's that?
Got anything you want to get off your chest?
The only thing, stay y'all ass in the damn house.
Yeah, as you come over to mine?
No, but it's like, this is different. People, I keep seeing people are out on the fucking beach. People are just out and about. Sit your ass down. All you have to do is sit your ass. If you keep going out, you're going to keep fucking up. You're going to keep fucking up the timetable. And all of us going to be stuck in the house still afraid.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think this is going to stretch out a little bit longer than it needs to be. And
because
I'm not going to lie, I'm figuring out a way to get out of the country. I can't sit here in this place. We had a hell of a day from Green Legion Radio's history.
Yes,
today.
We did. Yes, we did.
Everybody, there's so many things we want to talk about. We had a hell of a day with Green Legion Radio. There's going to be things to talk about. Can't talk about them yet. Papers need to be signed. Everything has to be touched up legally, but plan on Green Legion Radio by May 1st being on FM radio. There you go.
Boom.
I can say that.
We're going to be on FM.
We're going to back on FM. Hollis, Tank Thomas, is back on FM radio.
Back on FM radio.
Where he should be. If you don't think that's part of something that I wanted to see take place or had an opportunity to help make happen, we have a great show. You know what? Hollis and I have a great show when we do this together. We have an even better show when you guys hang around and do what you did today, which is give us questions,
yes.
Make comments, let us talk and feed off of that. And we're even better when we have Chris Sack and Michael Diaz and Pops and Travoy. Travoy, my man.
Yeah, Travoy.
Been putting it up.
Hey, Jack.
When we have Tree, when we have Rexy and everybody in studio. And it's going to get we're going to rewrite sports radio in Philadelphia. We got a blank canvas, and it's going to be something that takes place. We can't talk much about the details right now, but we're going to be on FM radio within the next 2 months. And thank you guys for helping us get there. And man, we can't wait for all of you to be part of it. We want you to come in studio. We want to go out to remotes. We want to be a part of the fabric of the social sports community in Philadelphia, more so than anybody else. It's happening. It's coming. That's what I wanted to get off my chest. I've been dying to tell you guys this. I just can't tell you how and where.
We can't tell you yet.
But it's coming. It's coming.
We
have been granted an opportunity that we can only be perpetually thankful for. And as Hollis just did a fucking cross on his chest, here we go. And the Major League.
Last
scene of Major League. Anyway, anything you want to get off your chest, Big Dog?
No, I already got it off my chest. Just right. Sit down and be quarantined.
Sit down, be quarantined, be quiet.
So we can get back out and party.
That's it. That's it. Everybody, live from our Green Legion studios, high atop Northern Liberties, we appreciate you tuning in. Please continue to do so. We've got bigger and better things coming. We will see you maybe Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's keep doing it.
We might
what else are we going to do?
I don't know. Since you guys are quarantined, so are we.
Yeah. All right, baby. We love you.